So we've been talking about transformation these last couple of weeks, and the next couple of weeks we're going to continue with this, looking at biblical characters and their transformation, what can teach us today. I see a couple of people grabbing their Bibles, and I hate to tell you, we're not doing this on this Sunday. I had it all planned out. I was studying it last night at work during breaks. I was having a great time with it. Now I picked up this book a friend of mine gave me. Started reading it. And there's a story in it that really inspired me. It's a story of transformation as well. And I thought, that's what we're going to talk about this Sunday. We're going to push this one off to next week. And being a last minute at midnight kind of sermon, I don't have a scripture verse for us as well. But I do have a little story to tell. Starts out a young girl named Brooke. She's 14 years old, and she was in love with Jesus. She was on fire for Jesus. She was in junior high. She started a Bible study with her friends. Invited all these classmates. She was also a babysitter for some family and some close family friends. Getting a little money from that, she started buying Bibles to give to these friends so they could all study together, study at home. And maybe they could be on fire for Jesus as well. Well, people started coming, more people. Soon it was a whole classroom of her friends and colleagues. Started running out of Bibles. So a couple of youth pastors in the area found out, and they sent her boxes on boxes of these Bibles. She was handing them out left and right, getting the whole school fired up. And this went on through her junior high career, and then she went to high school. Her freshman year of high school, something tragic happened. She got in a car accident going to the movies with her friends. She didn't make it through that night. But that wasn't the end of her impact. Her impact on the world around her. At her memorial service, about 1,500 people showed up. Friends, family, and classmates. People from her high school even read poems she had written about her love for God. And I have one of them right here. It goes, "I'll live my life to the fullest. I'll be happy. I'll brighten up. I'll be more joyful than I've ever been. And I'll be kind to others. I will loosen up and I will tell others about Christ. I will go on adventures and change the world. I will be bold and not change who I really am. I will have no troubles, but instead help others with their troubles. You see, I'll be one of those people who live to be history makers at a young age. Oh, I'll have moments, good and bad, but I'll wipe away the bad and only remember the good. In fact, that's all I remember, just good moments, nothing in between, just living my life to the fullest. I'll be one of those people who goes somewhere with a mission, an awesome plan, a world-changing plan, and nothing will hold me back. I'll set an example for others, and I will pray for direction. I have my life before me. I will give others the joy I have, and God will give me even more. I will do everything God tells me to do, and I'll follow the footsteps of God. I will do my best." So her classmates, they were reading these poems that she had wrote, similar to that one. And all these people were speaking of her example of Christ living through her, for always being so full of joy, no matter what was happening, no matter how hard and stressed she was having from classes, anything like that. Sorry to bear with me, I didn't know my voice was going out until I got here this morning. But during that service, something crazy happened. Something you don't expect at a memorial service. Everybody got excited. Everybody was really happy. And at least 200 of her classmates came to know Jesus that day through her life, came to accept him. The ushers, they all started handing them Bibles left and right. But these weren't just ordinary Bibles they found. See, Brooke had all these Bibles in her garage, stockpiles of it from all those youth pastors. They had used those to give to those students who had found Jesus at that service. Those were special Bibles from Brooke, even though she wasn't there. In one day, Brooke had led more people to the Lord than most people ever will in their entire lives. In that brief 14 years of her life on earth, Brooke, she was faithful to Christ the whole way. She gave her whole life to Him, and she allowed Him to transform her from the inside out. That's sort of what I want to talk about this morning, is sort of the process of transformation. What leads up to this growth, to this 14-year-old girl being able to make this huge change in the world? Transformation, it begins small. It begins with a little urge or a pull or something nudging at you. Something more than yourself, something that doesn't seem tangible. Then it slowly progresses, something strong, more of an emotion. It could be emotion of joy or sadness or even longing, of something is missing. Something is missing in my life. Then this feeling, it grows and grows, and you start following it a little bit. Maybe you go show up at church, a Bible study, or hear something on the radio, a friend talking, whatever it may be, and realize maybe that's it. Maybe it's this Jesus guy calling me to transform, to be made into this new creation, as Paul talks about. A person who loves God with all of their strength. A person who is willing to start a Bible study at a school or visit friends and family in need, to feed the needy and the poor, to guide others in their journey of faith, and to do any number of these things, anything that you're called to do. So that's sort of the process, and there's little variations to it here and there. Everybody's a little different. But that's sort of the general outline. So where are you? Where do you think you are in this journey? Are you figuring out what this urge or this pull is? Or are you realizing, man, this is something more? This is this Jesus. He's calling out to me. Are you at the point where you're doing everything you can for Christ? Whatever that may be. Or are you looking back in the past and saying, I used to do that, but it sort of faded away, and now I'm just sitting around? This transformation process, it just doesn't happen one day, and then it's all is well, it's over. You move on through life. No, it's a lifelong process. You'll be at each of these points hundreds of times in your life. Different moments you can look back and say, oh, that was this, that was that. And that's just the way it is, the way we humans are. We'll go on strong, and then we'll get comfortable and fall back. And it's back and forth. It's something John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, talked about. When he talked about sanctifying grace. This grace that we realize is there the whole time. But it pulls us towards this perfection in Christ. This perfection in this transformation. It's a constant roller coaster. Based on where we are in our lives. You get comfortable in life, everything is going great. You're busy with work and family, friends, hobbies, whatever you do. Everything's going great. You may still go to church every Sunday and you worship, but it's not the same. And you don't worship any time else during the week. You sort of get complacent in your faith. One day, again, you feel that urge. You feel that urge again, you go through this process all over again. It's this constant cycle. It happens over and over and over again. But that's not exactly what we're called to do. We're not called to be caught up in this roller coaster, in this constant circle. We're called to get out of that. We're called to transform. And not backslide, but to push forward. And keep on going for it. To share this good news of Christ with everyone. Everyone you meet. To live your life as an example of Christ. Where someone can look at you and say, wow, that's a Christian. That is someone who knows Jesus. And I want to be like them. That's sort of what transformation looks like. That's sort of what Brooke did. She wasn't trying to do anything special. Anything big. Her goal was to just tell people about God, spread the good news. She didn't plan to save 200 people in one day. She just planned to sit with some friends and talk about her new life and what really excited her. This transformation, it looks a little bit different in everybody. Everybody's a little different, and that's great. We're all called to different areas. We're all called to maybe start a Bible study or feed the needy, visit a friend. It could be something small. It can be something great. Whatever it is, it's what we're called to do and to keep pushing forward. It's something that you can feel. It's something that others can see in you. It is a change from within that shines bright, shines out. It's transformation. It shifts your focus from your life, from your complacency, to a focus on Christ. And through Him, anything can happen. You can save 200 people without saying a word. Anything can happen through this, as long as we keep pushing forward and keeping our trust and our faith in Him. If you'll pray with me. Lord, again, thank You for this beautiful day You've given us. And allow us all to gather here to worship You. Lord, thank You for being with us through this process, through this roller coaster. Always being there, providing us this free, forgiving grace, no matter what we do, even if we don't deserve it. And Lord, give us the strength and the courage and the fellowship of one another to get out of this cycle, out of this roller coaster, to push forward in our transformation, to be on fire for You, to spread You to all the nations, so everybody can be in fellowship with one another. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.